Hello, guys, and welcome to Melon Sugar Podcast. It's your host, Kedho, and I'm here with my co-host,
Delali.
And it's an awesome privilege to be in your homes, on your podcast, on your phone, just listening to us. And we'd like to say a very big thank you to every one of you everywhere in the world. Charlie, seriously, you guys are the best. I can't wait to share this news with you. And Lali, do you know, I broke the news to you on Monday. So my brother, my brother was just using my phone or just surfing and just checking something. And he's not really, really into this podcast. And for him, he thinks he wants more of YouTube and all that. So he went to one of my podcasts. I think one of the hosting sites is Good Pods. So I think for them, they have the Apple directory. So if someone listens on Apple or your podcast is on Apple, they will just get you the statistics and everything. So he was like, your podcast is topping on the chat. And I'm like, wait, how come? He's like, yeah, it's stopping. I should just come and see. And I'm like, no. So when we first checked, it was at number 54. So I think in an hour time, he was like, nah, I should check again. When I checked, it has moved up to number 9. And seriously, you couldn't see the shouting, how I was so sharp. I was shouted. I was like, I remember I was like, he thought it was just something like normal. And I'm like, nah. So later when he saw the breakdown and all that, he's like, oh, so your podcast is international. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, seriously, I just checking, we are number seven on the indie top 100 charts. Seriously, guys, thank you guys so much.
You know, when they sent it to me, when I saw the lesson and where we were, I was like, Charlie, this is crazy.
Yeah,
because I don't know, you know, sometimes you put in so much effort to do something, but then you don't really it's not like you don't really have expectations, but then sometimes the end product beats your expectations, and then
we are number 7, and I'm like, seriously, because for me, mostly when we are done with the show, I just publish and I just close my mind, and sometimes I'll just go and check the statistics. I'll just go and check the stats, and I'll just see maybe if someone has just messaged me or something, or a review or other things. So I think when sometimes we record the first 2 days, I'll just be checking the stats. After that, I won't check again. So I think getting that feeling, sincerely, you guys, thank you very much. Thank you. And to Delali too, thank you for your amazing voice on this podcast, seriously. Anyway, thank you so much. God bless you. And so without wasting time, let's head straight to today's topic. So I wanted us to just talk about money and how people or the youth are not financially stable in our current generation, and people are just spending money all while. And sometimes for me, I have a friend. Let me use him as an example. I have a friend I work in. We call it the same salary, and always he doesn't, let me say, know what to do with his money. So today you can just check his snap. He'll be at Aliba, Onyx, and all that. He'll just be spending the money. Then later, he'll come and tell you he's broke. Then we will, then we at the office will then buy lunch for him. And sometimes it's so, sometimes it gets to my nerves that sometimes I just want to just get into his brain and just maybe tighten some holes, some screws, some bone nuts, which are just maybe gotten out. So, because sometimes our boss is sometimes pissed because he's like, nah, you are just 24, 25 and you are spending this whole lot of money on nothing. And today like this, I was just, he just came, it was raining, and he just bought an umbrella. You know how much the umbrella was?
How much was it?
80 Ghana cedis. And the umbrella, hey, seriously, is, I think it said is that kind of umbrella that has the cloth is like kind of rubber kind of style. And I'm like, ah, but you can get an umbrella 5 CD, 10 CDs, 30 CDs. Why did you buy 80 Ghana CDs umbrella? And he's like, nah, he spends whatever he wants. And that came to my mind. I'm like, nah, this guy, I have to talk about him on my show. I have to just make a topic out of it. And it just clicked to my mind. Like, money, like financially stable for our current generation now. So, Delali, if you were in his shoes, or if you were in any of our listeners' shoes, what will you say for you to be financially stable? What like targets will you want to have for yourself to determine that you are financially stable?
So I feel with our generation, the problem with the little office. You know, I feel the reason why a lot of people are, or not even are, but then put themselves in situations where, you know, where they find themselves to be financially either insecure or unstable. Because, you know, the thing is, in our time, there are a lot of things that serve as either distractions or things that would want you to spend your money on.
Yeah.
You know, back in the days, or before we were born, you know, we didn't have a lot of things, or there were not a lot of things. You know, there was no iPhone, so you wouldn't have to go and spend, you know, your hard end or your savings on so much expensive phone. You know, there weren't a lot of restaurants, bars where, you know, you can go and, you know, spend so much money on. But in our days, you know, you have all these bars, all these lounges, the restaurants and whatnot, the expensive gadgets, and young people mostly are the ones who, you know, who purchase these things. So you have people who are unable to, you know, to set their priorities right. So instead of saving the money and using it for something reasonable or profitable, they would rather use it for things most times they don't even need or have no use for. So yeah, I think the thing is, people have to realize, or people need to, you know, set their priorities right. And you know, it's not easy doing it as saying it. Saying it is very, very easy, but then practicing it or putting it in place, you know, it's quite difficult. You get it. Personally, I think some time back, I also had you know, same problem where I didn't know how to save, and I didn't also know how to spend wisely.
Yeah.
The moment I had the money, if I see something and I feel I want, I buy it. I didn't know where to, you know, I didn't know where to draw the line between my wants and my needs, which is a problem a lot of young people actually face it. You know, find it difficult to, you know, separate their wants from their needs. A lot of times they see things they want and they feel they need it. Meanwhile, they don't.
Yes.
For instance, your colleague, for instance, I'm sure as at the time he was buying the umbrella for 80 cedis, he felt he needed it. Meanwhile,
yes,
he just wanted it, not really needed it at the time. So yeah, it's a matter of you know drawing the line. drawing the line, knowing when to necessarily spend it rather than just, you know, buying it because you have the money.
Yeah. Okay. So what if in a relationship, can let's just situate it to a broke guy, or let's say a rich guy, and maybe in order for, how can maybe you be financially stable if you don't know what you want in a relationship, but you are determining to get it? So let's say you the lally, you are dating someone who is so broke that you have to always do everything for that person. How can you like save money or do anything for even yourself? Because I think whatever you carry on is that you are just also carrying the burden of the other person. So in that sense, for me, I'll just say with my ideas, I'll just leave that person and I'll just focus on myself more, because I can't go to the spa and treat myself and you to spend on you, please. No.
Yeah.
Only if we just again, or we just split it up. Yeah, that's it. So in that sense, what would you say? Or in that situation, what would you say?
So, you know, I will speak on this based on experience. So I have been in such a situation before where the lady I was with was working. She at the time didn't have a job, so you know you have to be giving her monthly allowances, and you know, sometimes even within the same month, you know, she's still in need of, you know, a few things here and there, so you have to, you know be sorting her out and all that. That puts a lot of pressure, it's put a lot of pressure on me. Because one, especially when if you're a young man who is now coming up, you have a lot of things to sort out yourself. You want to, if unfortunately you are still living, you know, under your parents' roof, or you are living with a guardian, either it being an elder sibling or something, and you are hoping on moving out.
Yeah,
and then you have so now you are saving money towards your rent, and then also you have your partner who you have to, you have to be helping out financially and all that. I feel the best advice is, as I did at a point in time, I just realized, you know what, this isn't going to help, because I have major needs. I have things I have to take care of. So if out of the little I'm earning, I still have to, you know, be giving money out to someone who I'm age mate with, just because I am with you, or just because I'm in a relationship with you. I realized it wasn't really making sense, so I just had to leave the relationship. And you know, sometimes it may feel inappropriate, because one, you wouldn't want to make the person feel you are looking down on them, or you wouldn't want them to feel bad, because of course they will feel, well, you are leaving me because I don't have money and all that. But then also you have to look at the other side. You are not financially stable yourself, you understand? Sometimes you have rent, you have bills to pay, you know, you have to put money in your savings for the future, because one, you're a young person, you're now growing. You would have, you know, at a point in time, you have a family. That's if you want to. So you have a family and all that. So if you are not able to, you know, to appropriate your funds, your money and your income very well, at a long run, you will be at a loss. And you don't want to find yourself in such a situation. So the best you can do is, you know, just leave the relationship. at least, or you can just decide, you know what, that I want to stay away from any kind of relationship for, you know, for some time, whilst, you know, you take care of, you know, the substantial things you really need. When you feel okay, now I am okay, now I'm financially stable, now I have most of my needs sorted out, then you can go back into it. But as still, you get someone who is also working just as, you know, just like you, someone who also has, you know, and who has a job that pays either just as you earn or probably more. At least, yeah. Someone you know, even if things get a little critical, you know, you can go to. The sad thing is, or the sad news is, most of the times, young people, especially the young men like us, most of the women we meet lately are not financially stable.
Oh yeah, that's so true.
You end up being the one who's doing almost everything in the relationship.
Yeah, that's true. And for that, even my friend said that. For that one, if you are the lady, it's cool. But if you are the guy, seriously, you should make sure you are financially stable. So I think for the lady, it's okay for the girl not to be financially stable. But for the guy, you have to. They don't care if you have to go and walk everything. Just make sure you're financially stable. And I think what is happening now is most young guys are getting pressure from themselves. Let me say, so any of our listeners who don't know, getting pressure is like just being having that temptation to also get that money and just spread around everything that's going on. Seriously, the pressure is so on people. Serious.
You know, for me personally, this year I have made a promise to myself to, you know, to take care of some things I really need, or some things I needed, you know, some things I feel I need to accomplish before the year ends. So from the beginning of the year till now, I haven't really gone out. I haven't really gone anywhere. I have realized that Charlie, I really need to save. I have to save so much. I need a lot of money for a whole lot of things. So, you know, that's the thing. You have to, you know, just prioritizing your time, the little resources you have, the little money you have.
Yeah.
If you know you need money for something urgently, you don't go to Alibaba or Pepper Pop or wherever, you know, to spend so much money, and then later you come wallowing and crying about how you spend so much money, and then, you know, and moreover, you don't want to become a burden on your friends and family. But at a point in time, they'll be fed up, they'll be tired.
Yeah.
You know, almost every 15th or 18th, you are broke. You have to call friends, family here and there. You know, it becomes at a point in time, it becomes a burden.
That's so true.
I think young people should learn to save more, you know, and stop all these impulse spending and, you know, unnecessary buying.
Yes. Okay. So I compiled a list, and I think that's like 20. Okay, wait. It's too long. 27 is too long. So let me say 10. So I'll just make him. So 27. So 10 signs you are financially stable. So to our listeners, please listen. So you never overdraw your checking account. So for me, that's what I think. For me, that will just take in, because I never make sure I withdraw more than it's in my account. And you don't lose sleep over finances. So for that one, I think no. You use credit cards for convenience and rewards. Oh, that one I like it very much. For me, that one, I'm serious. Every reward, I think I have subscribed to it on Standard Chartered, and it's I'm still getting my points. So I'm still waiting to get that 10,000 points, because up to now I'm at, let me see, 500 points. So I'm just hoping I get that 10,000 points so that I can withdraw. They said, I think the thing, if you get 10,000, you can get 500 Ghana cedis back. So that would be, let me say, how much would that be in dollars? I think $60 or so. So, and the fourth one is, you don't worry about losing your job. This, I think, is very, very serious, and it's like one of the most important things. Because for me, when I even close my eyes, and I don't think about losing my job, because even not having maybe money or anything, but sometimes for me, I can just draw all my money, and I'll maybe use it for something, and God being so good, I'll just get it back. So I don't really, really worry about that thing. And seriously, you are never late with payments. Yeah. And you pay your bills ahead of time. The bills, seriously, the bills are crazy nowadays. They are so crazy. So crazy. Hey, so crazy. Yo. Yeah. Delali, they are so crazy. Before COVID, it was okay. But after COVID, oh God. God.
Everything just shot up. So even before the year began, you know, the amount of electricity I was consuming, the amount of prepaid I used to buy, now if I buy the same thing, it doesn't last. it doesn't last for the month. So before the month even ends, I have to go and buy another one. It's crazy. Now the bills are just running. It's crazy.
We need Jesus, because for now, one of my friends would say, now we can't complain. We just have to sit in it and just stay by plan. Just do your thing and just make sure you are always sorted and all that. Because now, even if you even complain to someone, the person will be like, so what? So now it's like you are just talking to like a deaf person or something.
Yeah. And then you're on the issue of staying by plan. So one thing I didn't really learn, but then I realized it will help me. So when my ATM card expired, instead of going to renew it, I didn't go to renew it again. Because I realized that my ATM card, I always had access to it. So anytime, even times when I was not really in need of cash, because of course I have my ATM card and I'll just go and then withdraw money. But now I use checkbooks. And you know, going to the bank
and seeing that queue and all that. Oh,
exactly. Exactly. Sometimes you don't even feel like it. So now I've realized that ever since I started using my checkbook, I withdraw less. The thing is, I barely even withdraw money, because I don't even feel like going to join the whole queue, sit in the bank for hours before you withdraw. It's just time consuming. So yeah, if you're like me, who has problem with, you know, just withdrawing money here and there, I think maybe you should think of, you know, changing from using the ATM card to maybe a checkbook. That's in the way we'll, you know, check. You know, put you in check a little, not entirely, but then at least to some extent.
That's a great advice from our professor Delali. So I think you guys should just take it into good notes and just state it down. And finally, you are genuinely happy with your financial situation. So for now, on like 1 to 10, I'll just say I'm a number 8. Because what sometimes I expect from my bank to do for me, they are not doing it for me. So mostly I now have, let me say, 6 bank accounts at 6 different banks. And one thing that sometimes make and all of them, 5 of them, there's nothing inside. So 5 of them is mostly I'll just send like the charges that they will deduct at the end of the month and all that. But some, and I don't know, in our part of the world, I think most of the banks, they are too like, let me say, subjected to like the old customs and all that. And I think most of the private too, they want you to just walk in. I think before COVID or during COVID, it was like mostly it was digital, but now they just want you to come back to the banking hall again. And for that piece, I can't.
I had one issue with UBA. So I opened an account with
that bank. Oh, seriously.
I was trying to download their mobile app.
Oh.
Apparently, after downloading the app, you have to go back to the bank for them to activate it and use the mobile app. I just got angry and then stopped using
it. I don't know what's with the Nigerian banks. With Zenit. Zenit do the same thing. After you have downloaded their app, and they won't even send you the code or log into it. They want you to take a car, go to their nearest branch, and just for them to activate it for you. Seriously.
I don't know. So what's the essence of you having the app on an app store or a Play Store? If I can't activate it by myself, if I still have to come to the bank, the banking hall for you to do all these for me, then what's the use?
Honestly, when I
was really disappointed. I was very disappointed.
And listeners,
already, it's not like
okay. Or you continue.
It's not like I don't have other banks I bank with. I just felt maybe you had something new you could offer, and then for me to just come in and realize that you are just like the others. I really felt disappointed.
I think most of the time they just want to see the people at their banking hall so that they will know that they have customers and all that. So to our listeners, take notes. If your bank tells you to just come, everything, do every transaction. If you're in Africa and your bank tells you always do your transaction, come and do it at the bank or everything, please change it. We are in the 21st century. We are not in 1952.
Exactly.
We are not in 1952.
At this point in time, I feel the bank should be working towards reducing the number of people who took into the banking halls every day. Everything should be digitalized so that at least even at the comfort of your home you can do most of these. We can do bank transfers and what's not. I know there are banks who actually have all these services.
Oh yeah.
But it looks as if there are just a few of them. Most the majority still operate using the old systems. It's getting boring. They should try to upgrade.
For me, my bank line is Standard Chartered. Oh, for them, they don't even want you at the bank. They don't want you at the bank. They don't only for them. Even if the app or anything, you call them, then they will just. The only time I think you go to the bank is when they've tried every step to resolve everything and it's not working, then they will tell you to come to the bank. Even before that, they'll even call you. Even the day that you come, they'll even call you to ask you, please log in again and see if it's working or not before you come.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I think we'll end today's show here. And this is just a bonus episode to our listeners on being financially stable. So I hope everyone listening got to have an advice or taking advice or taking note of everything that we just said, and just be financially stable, be independent of yourself, save money, invest. For me, I'll just say save money, invest, and just spend it like how you want, but spend it wisely. So what would you say, Delali?
Spend it wisely.
Yes.
You know, the last point is very important. Spend it wisely. Spend wisely. You know, cut down the impulse buying and spending. Live according to your means. Don't spend all your money before the middle of the month. Then you start running into your friends and family.
Yeah.
You know how to spend. Financially intelligent. You know when to buy certain things and when to spend money. Don't just go about spending anyhow. You know what they say, cut your coat according. I learned that thing is even wrong. It's grammatically wrong. But then yes, if you know your material is 2 yards, don't go and give it to the tailor that you want a batakali. Because of course the material won't fit. So if you know your money isn't up to a certain level, and you should know how to live according to that need. Don't just go spending money anyhow, moving from one restaurant to the other before you realize you spent everything and the month has not even ended. And then now you have to rush into people. At a point in time, you call them and they'll not open. So let's learn to live according to our needs and be wise with our spending.
So we hope you like this episode. Catch you on Friday with a new episode of Freaky Freaky Friday. So you guys should just stay tuned and subscribe, share, and just like our podcast and listen to it on Facebook, anywhere, YouTube, anywhere. You can check our video listening on YouTube is on, and you can get this episode too on any podcast platform. It's been me, your host Ked O, and my co-host
Delali,
and we wish you a good night. Have some time to enjoy Melon Sugar Podcast. See you on Friday with a new episode. Bye.
Bye.
If you like this episode, follow, subscribe, and support Melon Sugar Podcast. In the description below, you can get a link to support this podcast. Thank you.